This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. As Elizabeth Trova was talking about just a minute ago, the Biden White House is dabbling in the clean energy market. Today, the Department of Energy announced $6 billion from the Inflation Reduction Act and the Infrastructure Law for several dozen projects that will, one hopes, help clean up American industry and help make clean manufacturing cheaper. Iron, steel and cement, food and beverages, glass, paper and chemicals, all industries that the DOE says generate a lot of emissions but are really hard to decarbonize. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has that one.
Making cement, steel, and glass requires a ton of energy, and much of that energy comes from fossil fuels. But Joe Shapiro, an environmental economist at UC Berkeley, says that's not the only reason these industries generate a lot of carbon emissions. Take cement.
Cement is basically cooked limestone mixed with some other materials. And this is a little bit nerdy, but the chemical formula for limestone is CaCO3. And you notice that C in the middle, that's carbon.
And he says when you heat limestone to make cement, that carbon gets released into the atmosphere.
Around half of the greenhouse gas emissions from manufacturing cement are from the carbon built into limestone and not from energy or burning fossil fuels.
So even if you were able to transition fully to using renewable energy to make cement,
you would still have a lot of greenhouse gas emissions because that carbon is built into the limestone.
Some of the projects the Department of Energy is funding are focused on developing new ways to make cement with something other than limestone, and new ways to make iron and steel, too, without coal.
It really is redesigning an industrial process.
Stephen Nadel at the American Council for an Energy Efficient Economy says that's challenging, but it's also critical for the environment and the economy.
About a quarter of U.S. carbon dioxide emissions comes from industry, whether it's cement and concrete, chemicals, aluminum, steel.
And realistically, Barbara Cates Garnick at the Fletcher School at Tufts University says private industries aren't going to invest enough in decarbonizing on their own.
They see huge risks. They see huge investment. You need to have government funding in all of this.
To make it happen more quickly. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.